when you were pouring something from a, maybe if you're, when you were getting molasses into a barrel, and it was a narrow mouth barrel, what would you use to get it into that?
Well, more of a general, we use funnels. Funnel it in there.
Okay. And would folks carry their clothes out to the line in or something like that?
A lot of them had clothes baskets. Some of them, I guess that about did in the front, the clothes baskets. Some of them towed on the arms. I've seen them get up a lot of clothes on the arms and go and hang them out. But the biggest part of them got a basket.
I
think she still used baskets.
Yeah, used to have a bushel baskets.
Yeah.
Apples come in, I use.
Yeah. Now, you told me you didn't have a place. Did you have a place where you stored your wood?
Well, we've had wood sheds, put the wood under there. The latter years, where we quit using cooking on stove wood, all the wood we have now is our fireplace wood, and we just rack it up outside.
Go out and get a
arm for it, wheel bar for it, whatever you want to. Bring it, stack it on the porch.
Yeah.
Or you can get up during the night and get it if you need it.
Uh-huh. When you went to the mill, what was the amount of corn you'd take? You'd say how much would you use?
Depending on the size of the family and how long before you want to go back again. If you want to go every 2 weeks and you had 5 or 6 in the family, you'd probably carry a bushel of corn.
Now, kids used to play with those things, maybe things you play in your mouth, those little musical instruments.
We had so many of them things right here. I don't know what you're talking about. Now, we had juice harp, we had French harp, we had little old horn to blow.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of little old different things.
Had it all.
Uh-huh.
What did you use to pound nails with?
Hammer.
I see. You would never, okay, you'd use a hammer on it.
Supposed to, sometimes pick up a rock or something like that.
Well, we were talking about dogs. I meant to ask you, what would you say to your dog if you wanted to get him to go on to get somebody or something like that?
Well, I don't know. I've always just thought, get him, boy. Get him or something like that, but we don't try to set them on nobody.
Yeah.
No, they're just playing kids, you know.
Yeah. I wonder what that dog is a cross between.
Hmm?
Now, you were telling me about plowing. Did you have something you'd drag across the field after you plowed it to break the ground up even finer?
Oh, yeah, we've had to hair it some. But we generally always, we just disc it, you know. Nowadays, we just go out there with a disc and disc it up, and then we redisc it. And if it's pretty level, well, we go ahead and plant it. But if it ain't level like we want it, well, we'll drag a drag over it, heavy drag. But way back when I first started the farming, well, we just use what we call a Georgia stock and a turning plow, and we go out there and bed it up and run that middle out, and maybe we run a little board on top of that bed there on another Georgia stock,
mm-hmm.
and the planter behind that planting it.
Yeah.
That'd be up on a bed.
Yeah, did you have any, you know, different types of harrows you had?
Yeah, we had a little, what we call an orchard harrow, a V-shaped one, and we had a iron tooth harrow. We'd have two sections of them.
Yeah.
You use one, you use both sections. Then we had a little old spring tooth harrow. We use that. We had several little harrows. We had the old new ground harrow that we had big iron teeth in it, about 12 inches long, and it went through about 6 inches of board, left about 6 inches more sticking through to drag through them roots and things, break them and straighten them out.
Yeah. Mr. Krause,